the kitchen.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy Dayton at the network. We just happen to be live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's see who returns today. That's right, David A. Bigo. He's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep. And we're going to check out all of his latest, including, we got vaccines, exposed teachers' unions. That's their true priorities. Selwyn Duke will return. His latest, Biden's radical immigration order. Why we may have less than 14 days to disaster. Sandstorm coming. Anyway. All right, let's look at some of the news, shall we? The White House is staying out of the GameStop controversy. That's a pretty good move, right? Anyway, ask about the market volatility during this morning's press briefing. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki punted on the question, directed reporters to statements by the Security and Exchange Commission. They are closely monitoring this situation, but it's under their purview at this point of time, she said, declining to speak specifically about the situation. It came a day after Psaki, during yesterday's briefing, also refused to answer directly about the controversy. This chaos started when a Reddit group called Wall Street Bets banded together to squeeze short sellers out of their positions by buying up stock in video game retailer GameStop and other failing companies. The Reddit group temporarily went private. Trading app Robinhood, an online broker interactive brokers restricted trading in certain securities because of the recent volatility in a number of stocks igniting controversy. Now, given all the volatility surrounding Wall Street and GameStop, what is the Biden administration doing to protect the average American investor if there's going to be potentially a major market correction, a reporter asked, and Psaki referred her to a SEC statement which said the commission was monitoring the ongoing market volatility. Beyond just monitoring it, has he had any conversions with economic, should be conversations, yes. Beyond just monitoring it, has he had any conversations with economic officials about what's going on? The reporter asked. Psaki said he's briefed by his economic team frequently, but I don't have anything more to read out for you. And then again pointed to the SEC statement when another correspondent addressed the controversy. Third reporter asked if Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen would recuse herself from advising the president on GameStop, given that she received about $810,000 in speaking fees from Citadel, the hedge fund that bailed out one of the primary losers in the GameStop frenzy. Now, both Citadel and Point72 infused almost $3 billion into Melvin Capital and saw massive losses after betting against the pumped-up stock. The White House said Wednesday that Yellen was monitoring the situation. So Yellen is looking after the situation, yet Yellen has already got $810,000 in speaking fees from part of the situation. Oh, boy. Some things just never change, and sometimes they get worser and worser. Love that word. Joe Biden has ordered the Department of Justice, that's the DOJ, to cancel contracts the Bureau of Prisons holds with private prisons across the United States. However, the BOP contracts impacted by the move are with privately managed prisons that almost entirely hold foreign nationals convicted of federal crimes in America. Now, this move has been billed as a racial equality initiative by the White House. Boy, they love that word. The policy change was part of a fresh set of four additional executive orders that the Democrats signed on Tuesday. In a statement, Biden said he wanted to eliminate alleged institutional discrimination within federal agencies. Institutional discrimination. Quote, "No one should be profiteering off our criminal justice system," Biden tweeted. Biden's order targets prisons that house the foreign criminals convicted of federal crimes in America. He went on, "That's why today I ordered the Department of Justice to end the use of private prisons by the federal government." And he added, "Although foreign convicts make up nearly 17% of the federal prison population, a total of more than 25,000 or most are from Mexico and Central America. This according to Breitbart. Currently, nearly 14,000 of those foreign convicts are held in privately managed prisons contracted by the BOP. The 11 privately managed prisons include 9 that are operated by the GEO group, including 3 facilities that are already set to close within the next few months." So he's actually making an announcement before, you know, he knew the hen was getting out of the hen house, in other words. The 8 remaining privately managed prison contracts, they were set to expire later this year, 2022. Biden orders ensures none of these contracts up for renewal will be renewed. Biden's order is a, quote, "a solution in search of a problem," a spokesperson with the GEO group told Breitbart News in a statement. "For more than 3 decades, our company has provided high-quality services under a private-public partnership with the BOP. And during this time frame, our facilities, which are newer and more modern than the generally older government-run prisons, have helped the BOP meet the significant overcrowding challenges facing the federal prison system. Our facilities have almost exclusively housed non-citizen criminal aliens convicted of federal crimes, thus allowing government-run facilities to care for U.S. citizens without significant overcrowding challenges." See, it sort of seems like it's working, but maybe there's some inside stuff, I don't know, you know, that the private prisons were doing. But anyway, just another weird move with that wonderful word equality. White House domestic policy advisor Susan Rice said this was, and here's 3 very scary words for you there, listener, coming from Susan Rice. She said, "just the beginning." Dun, dun, dun. She confirmed that the order does not apply to private federal immigration prisons under contract with other agencies, such as Immigration and Custom Enforcement, that's ICE, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security. And Rice reportedly said the order is, quote, "silent on what may or may not transpire with ICE facilities." Silent? Is that, I know nothing? Anyway. Well, climate ruler John Kerry is recommending draconian changes to our energy sector that no one, they say, can ever undo. It's un-American, and it's also communistic. John Kerry, he's the new climate czar, is the man who opposed a wind power project near his summer home, yet he's demanding that we suffer with them, you know, with the noise, the expense. Now, when Kerry didn't want the one by his home, he was opposing the project because he didn't want to see the view, you know, of one of these wind towers outside his window. Does this sound like a ruler or something? Kerry told reporters that the Biden administration will attempt to implement green energy policy changes that a president won't be able to undo in the future. Quote, "I think we can achieve things in the course of the next 4 years that will move the marketplace, the private sector, global finance, innovation, and research that, in fact, no one, no political person in the future will be able to undo what the planet is going to be organizing over the next months and years," Kerry said. "This is the start of something new." And then under his breath, he said, "but don't put it outside my window, I guess." I know, boy. Two-faced, two-faced, two-faced. Hunter Biden, by the way, continues to hold a 10% stake. Yes, not something you eat. A 10% stake in the Chinese private equality firm BHR Partners. Chinese business records are showing, despite multiple reports from December suggesting he was divesting his possession and position in that company. Now, both the Daily Mail and Fox News reported in late December that Hunter Biden was in the process of offloading his stake in BHR. Both outlets cited an unnamed source with Hunter Biden and his business dealings. But Hunter Biden continues to hold on to his equity stake in the BHR through his company, Schenck Athletics, something like that, A-T-E-L-E-S, can I buy a valve? You've got too many already, LLC. As of Wednesday, according to Quinson Bow and Baidu, two independent services that provide business records on Chinese corporations, based on the Chinese China's National Credit Information Publicly System. All right. Now, Hunter Biden is the sole beneficiary owner of Schenck Athletics, LLC, according to the Washington, D.C. corporate records. And BHR manages the equivalent, are you ready for this, equivalent of $2.1 billion in assets and is co-owned by the Chinese state-controlled Bank of China. Hunter Biden's lawyer, George Marissis, did not return numerous requests for comments asking to confirm if his client is in the process of offloading his stake in BHR and when he expects that process to be completed. Now, Ms. Ariz said in October 29th statement that Hunter Biden had not received any return on his investment in the BHR, but emails located on a copy of Hunter Biden's alleged laptop shows that he was told on multiple occasions by his business partner, Eric Hsu, Rin, S-C-H-W-E-R-I-N, that he would begin receiving significant payments from the firm beginning in 2019. The Daily Caller News Foundation previously reported that Hsu Rin also told Hunter Biden in a December 2018 email that he can expect the Chinese firm to generate income for him over the next couple of years. So 18 plus 2 would be 20. So I guess Biden says, I'm still getting those checks, you know, little Hunter Biden, I'm sorry. But apparently they're rolling in and he's not doing anything about it. Europe's fight to secure COVID-19 vaccine supplies intensified yesterday when the European Union warned drug companies such as AstraZeneca that it would use all legal means or even block exports unless they agreed to deliver shots as promised. The EU, whose member states are far behind Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United States in rolling out vaccines, is scrambling to get supplies just as the West's biggest drum makers slow deliveries to the bloc due to production problems. Vaccination centers in Germany, France, and Spain canceled or delayed appointments. The EU policy rebuked Anglo-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca for failing to deliver and even asked if it could deliver supplies from Britain. Now, the European Council President Charles Michel said in a letter to four EU leaders that the EU should explore legal means to ensure supplies of vaccines it contracted to buy if negotiations with companies over the delayed deliveries are unsuccessful. Quote, if no satisfactory solution can be found, I believe we should explore all options and make use of all legal means and enforcement measures at the disposal of our treaties, he said in a January letter. EU rules on monitoring and authorizing exports of COVID-19 vaccines in the 27-nation bloc could lead to exports being blocked if they violated existing contracts between the vaccine maker and the EU and the EU official. Oh, boy. No wonder they're not getting them delivered. But anyway, we are going to take a break. And then David A. Bigo will be here. Hang in there. Be right back.
We'll be right back. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, and let's go again to a guy who hasn't been around for a while, David A. Bigo. He's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, and this book stems from his actual firsthand experience while waging war with Andy Stern and the SEIU from the late 2006, and it's still going on. He's been fighting back against one of the most powerful unions in existence today. And as we always say, he's lived the experience while under attack from Stern and his union thugs. And by the way, David, welcome back, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
Very low for some reason.
I don't know. I've had some problems with the phone here recently, and I'm going to get a new phone, but this is the only one I've got right here now.
All right. I'll ask... Jeremy, we probably get through with this on that, don't you think? All right, so we'll try to boost it up as much as possible there, Dave.
No, the only thing else you could do is call my cell phone.
All right, but why don't we try it on the cell phone there, Jeremy?
Okay. And 317-714-0233.
Hang on just a second. Don't give it out on the air because you'll have all those ladies calling you like crazy and wanting to go golfing. And you go ahead and take him off now there, Jeremy, and then while you're getting that number, and we'll get a rehook. I'm going to tell you something. The vaccine, well, I should wait until he gets here, but I'm telling you, The teachers' union, you know, one of the strongest unions in the United States of America, if not the strongest right now. At one time, you know, it was the auto unions and people like that that were, you know, had so much power. But, you know, sometimes you wonder, how far can you push it? You know, how far can you push it? But then again, if you're pushing the people that are happy with the money they're making, maybe you're not getting too much feedback. You know what I'm saying? Like, nope, nothing wrong here. And you do realize that teachers do get a long vacation. David, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Chuck?
That's 100% better. See there? See what it, yep, little technology. Anyway, welcome back, David. It's been a long time, and that's my fault. I was talking about, you know, I guess the teachers' union might be the strongest union in the United States today. I don't know. I think at one time it was the automobile makers were way up there in the top. Are the teachers number one as far as clout pull?
Well, they are right now because they were a big part of getting Biden elected. And, you know, his wife's a teacher. And so he's behind the teachers' unions big time. And but the other unions, the SEIU and UAW and AFSCME, and then they're big time behind things too now, and they're getting Biden to move us back toward a union controlled company or country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the postings you have is the vaccine has exposed teachers' unions' true priorities, and educators in many parts of the country are now eligible for the coronavirus, which should mean one thing. No more excuses, time to get back to school full-time, quickly as possible. Yet, the teachers are lobbying against the city's efforts to reopen, arguing, you know, and I got a list here that we'll get into more deeply after the break probably, but, you know, they're saying, you know, they're arguing that it's not safe for the teachers that they represent. Now, is a union member a better medical examination, a know-it-all on the virus? Or do they know more than the doctors who are saying, hey, it's okay, don't worry about the children, and it's not that big of a risk? But all of a sudden, what is it? Did they get a new degree in medicine? Or I just don't quite understand.
No, the whole thing is they want to control what's going on in this country, and they just, you know, got their teachers, you know, to stay home, and we'll just see how we get through this thing. And it's all part of bringing this country down, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And, you know, the new people in charge now, David, love them. They love that kind of attitude, I think. We're going to take a break. We're going to take that break right now, and then we'll come back in plenty of time to run with it. When we return with David A. Bego, B-E-G-O, he is the author of the book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, as I said. And if you'd like to check out the logs, get a copy of the book, here's the simple address that you go to. It's the website, thedevilatourdoorstep.com. Well, isn't that the name of the book? That's right. TheDevilAtOurDoorstep.com. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany play a strange pair from the Marvel Comics universe who seek a new life in a picture-perfect 1950s American suburb in WandaVision, a new miniseries now streaming on Disney+.
We are an unusual couple, you know.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
And there's no question about the strangeness of the first three episodes of this series either, which shift from black and white to color as they begin moving into the 1970s, I guess, in a feeble attempt to keep viewers hooked for later big reveals about the characters' underlying mysteries. Some of the satire of 1950s sitcoms, complete with ridiculous laugh track and antediluvian patriarchal attitudes, is intermittently amusing. But generally, the beginning of this nine-part series doesn't leave you with much reason to hang on. It's rated TVPG. 2 stars for the odd and disappointing WandaVision.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with the one and only David A. Bego, B-E-G-O. His book, The Devil at Our Doorstep. Read this, and it should be made into a horror movie. You know, I'm telling you. I want to stick a little bit longer on this vaccine and the teachers' union, if you don't mind, David. You know, New York City, all right, the teachers' unions are saying the city must wait to see whether vaccinated people can still spread the virus, okay? That's their union, teachers' union, to hold things up. Fairfax County, Virginia, dragging its feet. Fairfax teachers are now eligible for vaccine, but their superintendent, Scott Barnard, or Barbarand, B-A-B-R-A-B-R-A-N-D, refused to say whether parents could expect their children to return to school anytime soon. And then, David, we turn to my little area out here, the situation in Los Angeles. That is, the largest teachers' union has convinced city officials, if you're ready for this, listener, that they must not only vaccinate every teacher before reopening the schools, but they must vaccinate every student as well. And by the way, when it was all going on and nobody was going to school, they got rid of a thing which said you must have armed guards at certain schools. They got rid of that, too. Unions. I know it's your favorite word there, David.
Well, you know, Zeb, as I say in my book, at one time unions did good things, but they've lost their way.
Yeah.
And the problem is the unions are part of the left who want to take control of this country and bring it down and turn it into a communist socialist country. And that's what all this is about. And especially with Biden in office, because behind the scenes, and if you go out and read a lot of articles, he's being controlled in all these executive orders he's putting out and other things that he's getting passed. They're all designed to by the left, there, because they're the ones that are writing this stuff and controlling Biden in office, because they know he can't run the presidency because he doesn't have the mental capacity to do it. And they're putting all this stuff together and pushing all this stuff to bring this country down so they can take it over and turn it into a socialist communist country without God in it.
Oh, yeah, without God. But you know what? When you listen to his, what was it? I wanted to say indoctrination, but that's not the right word. You know, when anyway, his speech, whenever, you know, he got sworn in, you know.
His inauguration.
Inauguration, thank you. Yeah, the big words get to me like that. Inauguration. And I was surprised how many times he mentioned God. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Did he know that one of those 26,000, you know, national troops out there, that one of them had a loaded rifle? I'm telling you, it really surprised me that he did that. And I thought, because I've seen, you know, their agenda, which goes right along with, you know, the Great New Deal and the Great Reset and AOC's Green New Deal. And I'm telling you, religion is one of the top things that they want to get rid of on that list, because, you know, they want to be totally in control.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what this is all about. And I think he brings it up because he is a Catholic,
yeah,
and he's trying to keep some Catholics on his side. But I think people are starting to wake up to what he truly is, and he's just like the unions. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, and he's hypocritical about things.
Well, you know, and being the second Catholic president, Kennedy was the first, there is a big difference this time, though, in my opinion, David, and that is the Pope. This Pope, boy, as soon as he came on, we don't need any walls. He doesn't need to be building a wall. Then the thing that really, and of course, you know, the Vatican has some of the finest walls in the world to protect the Pope. But anyway, and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the people like that. But the biggest thing he said was he felt the people should never go forward and spread the Catholic religion. Did you hear that? When he said that, I thought, my goodness, you're going to lose your job, guy. But it's kind of hard to lose the job when you're the Pope.
Yeah, it is. And I know there's a lot of Catholics, and, you know, I'm Catholic. There's a lot of Catholics that aren't happy with what he's done. But, you know, he came from South America, and he came from a country that was a socialist country. And I think he was brainwashed.
Well, and see, and this is the thing, because when you mention here we got the new president, Biden, Catholic, and then you've got the socialist Pope, and then you've got this whole thing about, you know, turning America into socialism. It's sort of perfect timing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this is what they're all about and what they're trying to do right now. And the American people need to wake up and stand up and fight back and have some backbone.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And, you know, you mentioned you were Catholic. I think I've told you before, probably when we were just chit-chatting on the phone at times. But, you know, I used to have to, you know, serve as an altar boy when it was all done in Latin, you know. Ecum spiri tutuo, buena vista, buena vista. And I remember when I got on the radio in L.A. and I said, and I said, buena vista, like the avenue. Very sacrilegious, you know. Anyway, and now, hey, now they do it in English. I could have passed that in 1 week instead of 2 months learning Latin, which left me automatically. You know what I mean? But the other thing that I want to bring up is diversity. You know, this is their really big deal. You know, and diversity. And another one of your postings on your blog is talking about Biden has picked this Boston mayor, Marty Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, a former top union leader. So you'd say, well, he's got, you know, the credentials. But they say, you know, no, wait a minute. You know, I guess the guy's too white. because they're saying his selection suggests that Biden was willing to overlook calls for a more diverse choice. You know, Walsh is a white man. Asian Pacific, Pacific Islanders, and been lobbying heavy for Sue Springs, who's black. But anyway, they said, you know, he was expected to choose somebody of ethnicity other than white. Is that the number one thing to do in the Biden administration?
Well, they think it is, and they're doing that to again promote support from the blacks and get more of them to vote and support for them in the elections coming up, and that's what this is all about. But this Boston mayor Marty Walsh, he was very deeply involved in a lot of scandalous things with the unions taking monies and stealing monies and stuff like that. And that tells you something about the type of person that Biden is, appointing to office.
Yeah. What was it? If confirmed, Walsh would step into the job as one of the most critical points in history, with millions of people out of work facing the loss of jobless benefits. I mean, yeah, it's a very, very important, you know, position. That's for darn sure, because of what we've gone through with all this COVID, you know, that all of a sudden it's running away. Biden got in there, and my goodness, we're opening the restaurants out here in Los Angeles. That's the first move. I saw a thing on Facebook that I still go to occasionally, David, and they said, wouldn't it make more sense to, keep the borders closed and open the restaurants. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Something along those lines. But it's, you know, they got to get those votes. That's what it is. Let's just storm this country with, you know, as many people from other countries that are going to be beholding to the Democrats for letting them come in here to the greatest nation in the world.
Well, that's right. Plus, the unions can help get them jobs and then force unionize them in the companies they're working for. And, again, this is all about ultimate control, and this is what they're doing. And, and on the union side of it, not only did he appoint Walsh as the labor secretary, but a few days ago, he named Peter Sung Orr to be the acting general counsel of the National Labor Relations Board, and who only be in that for 40 days unless he submits a nomination for the Senate to vote on him to become. And this guy is strongly union too, and it's a step forward to establishing a more union-friendly labor board, and that's what this is all about.
Now, what is Senor? Is it the guy? Which one is he going to be in charge of?
Or the National Labor Relations Board.
Okay, and that, yeah, here it is. Okay, that's the NLRB, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I know Boeing Airlines automatically kind of gets into those headlines for some reason.
Yeah, well, Trump shifted the National Labor Relations Board to more conservative people, and he had a lot of the regulations put in place to provide unions more support and power. He had those stopped, and what's going to happen now is they're going to overturn this, and the unions are going to have more control over unionizing people and more control over going after businesses.
Now, here's the way I am, and I think there's a lot of Americans this way, all right, because so the unions, right? You're bringing in all of these people from other countries. I mean, we are going to just be inundated by it, all right? I have another guest coming up, and what was his title of his new one? Biden's radical immigration order. He says we may have less than 14 days to disaster. Here's the question for you, David. If you bring in all of these foreigners, right, to work and take the jobs, all right, well, there goes the $15 an hour. Because they're not going to be demanding $15 an hour because they've probably been making $15 a month, right?
Yep.
So, all of a sudden, let's say the union can settle these people and say, you know, they'll work for, let's say, $8 an hour, okay? And I'm being generous. $8 an hour, right? And so, and they're going to have all these people working for $8 an hour, and they're not going to complain. But then again, look at all the money the union's going to lose by not getting the higher dues. Am I making any sense here? I don't understand how it's going to work out for the unions to bring
people in. Because they'll have them go to companies that aren't unionized now, and get them working for them, and then they'll go in and force unionize these companies.
Ah, okay. Force unionize. You know what?
Like they tried to do to us, okay? And by taking away the secret ballot election and go to card check where they get a bare majority, sign a union card, and automatically union. And they'll force those companies in to do it, intimidating them.
Wow. You know, I'm gonna say this, but forced unionize. Boy, you take those two letters, and that ain't very nice at all. But I think they're exposing themselves, so to speak, when they do that. Wow. But see, a lot of Americans, including me, I admit, you know, I've been in a union, okay, and I didn't complain about it. And you and I talked about this, you know, before. In fact, I was a shop steward, and it was with AFTRA and SAG, okay? But you and I talked about how at one time you really had to have unions because, you know, to make operations safe wherever you're working. It took that, didn't it? You know, and now they've
The companies back a long time ago were using kids and everything else, and it forced companies to do more of the right thing.
So, but now with all the regulations we have, you know, is it mainly for the money, to control the money now, not necessarily safety?
No, it's all about money for their pockets, and then again, using the dues monies to gain power and control this country. And I Chuck, I wrote about this stuff in blogs a long time ago, back in March 21st of 2011. Mm-hmm. I published a blog called "Restoring Americans Prosperity," and of course, this is during the Obama administration. And all the points that I do on this, and there was like 15 points, and some of the same things that Joe Biden is trying to reverse and go back to, because the 15 things I talk about is what Obama was doing. And, you know, just to give you an idea. Yeah.
And while you're looking at that, I'm going to ask you, did Trump come in there and follow some of this advice you had there?
I think he did. And, but, you know.
I remember that article now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, open drilling and exploration for oil, control illegal immigration by enforcing current laws, regulations, and limiting access of illegals. That was the second one. Enforce current misclassification of workers as independent contractors. Enact federal right to work legislation. And enact a law to provide all political campaigns be funded by the government, and install term limits, because we have too many politicians in Washington on both sides of the aisle that they just want to stay in Washington and get money. And, you know, that allows the unions and the left and other people to control them. And as we now see, some of the social media, reduce government size by reducing spending and enacting a balanced budget. Revoke mm-hmm. President Kennedy's executive order allowing unionization of public employees. Reduce maximum tax rates to 25%, which Trump did.
Okay, and hold it right there and pick up on the rest of them when you come back. We got to take a quick break. And it's pretty obvious. It's the deep state. Money, 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 money. And now we've got the new designated Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. Yeah, she was getting $810,000 in speaking fees from Citadel. And you know all the thing going on now with the Robin Hood and all of that good stuff? Yeah. Wow. Them that have just keep getting more. TheDevilAtOurDoorstep.com. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. Strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with David A. Bigo, author of the book The Devil at Our Doorstep. You want to find out what war with the union is? Get a copy of that book, all right? Devil at Our Doorstep.com, and you can also sign up for his blog. And you were talking about the one you posted 2011 and how Trump actually picked up on some of those things and went through with them, and I'm going to let you continue, so go ahead.
Yeah, just a few more here. Like I said, reduce, roll back government rules and regulations or stifle economic prosperity, such as those recently proposed by the National Labor Relations Board, and then scale back U.S. presence in Afghanistan and Iraq, which Trump did.
Yeah.
Strictly enforce unemployment eligibility, reduce unemployment benefits to force people to go back to work instead of getting money from the government so they vote for the left. And put God back in this country and return the country to its Christian-based values. And the other thing that's going on, you know, they want to take away our Second Amendment rights to having guns. And I just want to tell you, and I got this article from a friend of mine here in Indianapolis. He's 82 years old, and it's a little gun history. But he says the following countries established gun control from 1929 to 1977. Soviet Union, Turkey, Germany, China, Guatemala, Uganda, Cambodia, and all these companies rounded up their people and exterminated them, and resulted in 56 million defenseless people were rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. And that's the other reason we got to stop that here in this country.
I'll tell you something, David. It's and you've heard this a million times probably, but you know, you have the First Amendment, all right, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and they purposely, the founders purposely put the Second Amendment, the right to be armed, in case they ever took away the First Amendment.
That's exactly
right. They got them lined
right.
up and, perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, and people need to wake up to that. And I would encourage people to go, you know, my book isn't just about the unions. My book is what is going on in America today. And, you know, and because it's not just the unions, it's about the control from the mob, because, you know, the mob started the unions. And, again, they're the far left, and it's all trying to take over this country. And I, you know, the blogs I wrote for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, from 2010 to 17 or 2017-18, tell even more of this story, and like the blog I just told you about. And I really encourage people to go to my website, thedevilatmydoorstep.wordpress.com, and they can read all my blogs.
Okay, so that's the name of the first book was The Devil at My Doorstep, right?
Yeah, but the blog is The Devil at My Doorstep.wordpress.com. When it comes up, it says The Devil at Our Doorsteps blog, okay?
Yeah, fantastic, yeah. You know, and it's, like we say before, unions are not the, you know, the worst thing in the world. But if you, you know, if it becomes a money-making operation instead of what they should have been intended for, then something's gone wrong, you know.
Well, it's not just about that. It's, unfortunately, some of the unions, like the SEIU, are communist unions, and they want to bring us down and turn us into a communist country.
Wow. Yeah, and when you talk about the teachers' union, I think we're talking about the SEIU, aren't we?
No, but
I thought they were.
No, but they're all hand in hand on this stuff. So
yeah, all right, I have checked that out because all this time I know they had the purple thing there when they were protesting somewhere or the other. So, all right, David, there's our theme. We got to run. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, and have a great weekend.
You too. David A. Bego, B-E-G-O. The book is The Devil at Our Doorstep, thedevilatourdoorstep.com. Selwyn Duke coming up next.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy Dayton at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. When next we meet, Kimberly Dvorak, Senior Foreign Policy Advisor for the Committee for Responsible Foreign Policy, with her latest. Leo Homan, independent freelance journalist, author of Stealth Invasion, his latest, Obey or Resist, which will you choose? Have you heard the latest news? Wow. Right now, I want to tell you about my guest, Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's written for The New American and many other writing places. He has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale, Cineage Learning. He appears on many television shows, frequent guest on radio programs like this. His website is www.selwynduke.com. We're going to be looking at his latest in just a moment. It's with Biden's radical immigration order, we may have less than 14 days to disaster. 14, let's make it 13. And now, here he is.
Duke, 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 Duke-a-bell, Duke, Duke, Duke-a-bell, Duke, Duke, Duke-a-bell, Duke, Duke, Duke-a-bell, Duke, Duke, Duke-a-bell,
Duke. Hey, wait a minute. You in the back row, you are not dancing. What is with you? Selwyn, Selwyn. Selwyn, do we play music like that? But today, we do, yes. How are you? How are
you? I'm not bad, Chuck. I hope you're well. And, wow, would I like to go back to those days. That would be
nice,
at least for a little while.
Yeah, you know.
How are you, Chuck?
Pretty good. I'll tell you what. I watched the, where's my brain going today? It was, Isn't that amazing how you have something just laying, it's so simple, and it wasn't that long ago. But anyway, it was all the great music that was in the movie. And it was Ritchie Valens, that's what it was, the Ritchie Valens story. And, you know, and you say, boy, weren't those songs great? Yes, they were. And you could understand just about every word they were saying.
Yeah, unlike a lot of songs today, right?
Yeah, even country music.
I know that.
Yeah, country music today is the same way. It's kind of hard sometimes to figure out what in the heck's going on. Too much et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Even in movies, too, actually, because of the way they broadcast them now, the modern movies, you have this loud music, and you can't make out what the people are saying, the actors are saying. It's actually really something that tells you something about our time.
Let me, you know, while you're on the subject, all right, for Christmas, I got a new smart TV, big screen and all that. I already had a fairly big screen, but this thing was all smart, 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 right? And especially in sporting events where they were putting on the phony crowd noise. And I said, my goodness. So then I thought I had it solved by going in and figuring out how to turn off the Dolby, right? And it helped a little bit. But I watch Smithsonian Channel quite a bit, right? And and especially whenever they show you all the different states of the United States. I think it's something like Air Over America or something. And the guy, whoever's doing the narration on it, fabulous. And the music, it is produced, you couldn't ask for it. It'd be any better, you know. They'll change the subject or change the location, and the music is perfect. But the music's about 10 times louder, you know, than the narrator. And I haven't figured it out yet. It's just maybe that's what people are complaining about this show right now, right?
Yeah.
That host is so loud.
I don't know about that, but
could be,
nah, the host is great. The host is great. Everyone's got to hear you. You've got to shout what you have to say, Chuck, from the mountaintops, so the whole country hears it.
Well, I've got a problem here. The mountains right now are covered with snow. Can you believe that out here in Southern California? And today, during this program, and boy, it's been raining since 8 o'clock last night, it only stops when you don't go outside. It's amazing. Yeah, but hey, I want to mention that I was telling people we're going to talk about this Biden's radical immigration order. But the one that I originally, whenever you go to the blog that I put out, I had one that we've got to make sure we get in, you know, before we leave, okay? And that is the Pakistani threatens the U.S.-based Muslims, right? Blasphemy, prosecution, and then Twitter promotes Sharia law. We got to get that one in. So just remind me whenever we're running out of time. You'll say, hey, Chuck, isn't that your theme? Don't you want to talk about? Yeah, we'll see. And by the way, for you rock and roll fans, the Duke of Earl will return at the bottom of the hour, that music segment, or whenever, you know, Jeremy decides to put it in. I don't care, as long as he's not interrupting the guest. Yeah. All right.
He's the boss. So, he's the boss, right? He's here, the spoon that stirs the drink.
He does. And the drink is usually chocolate milk in his case.
Okay. Yeah, well, I hear him because actually I don't like alcohol too much myself. Just never developed a taste for it.
Who knows? He might even be a bartender. You know, I don't know. I don't know these sayings. What the heck? Anyway, you know, he's there. I'm here. And that's the way they set it up. When you originally wrote this article, you said we had 14 days. That was January 28th. Today's broadcast, January 29th. Use your math. You want to use California math? No, that ain't going to work. Use New Mexico 1955 math, okay? So it's not 14 days now, it's 13, right?
Yeah. No, it's less than that, actually, because this restraining order was issued on Tuesday. So at issue here is this Joe Biden executive order that he issued relating to a moratorium on deportation. That's what he called it anyway. Well, the mainstream media don't tell the truth, as most of us know, so they really did not dig down into what that executive order entailed, because it entailed quite a bit. It's very, very scary. And anyway, this fellow who used to be an aide to Donald Trump was on Tucker Carlson Tonight, I think it was Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, that doesn't matter. But his name is Miller. Stephen Miller, and he did a very good job of expounding upon what was wrong with this executive order. He said, look, let me break it down for everyone. Here's the situation. This memorandum was issued on the evening of January 20th by Acting Secretary Pekoske, if that's how you pronounce his name, of the Transportation Security Administration, Chuck. And basically it put in place what they're calling a 100-day deportation moratorium. Now, there aren't many exceptions to this moratorium, and they only apply to a handful of people in a given year. And these people would be terrorists, they'd be spies, very, very unusual cases. But then Miller said, quote, but the 180,000 people that Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE, removed last year, right, those same 180,000 people could not be removed this year as a result of that deportation moratorium. Okay? And he said, Chuck, that 92% of that 180,000 constitute criminals.
Yeah,
and that there's
Selman,
no exceptions.
Yeah. And I was going to
say, no exceptions.
92%, okay, of those 180,000 are criminals. And then just real quick, look at all the ones they've decided that need to be out of prison, whether it's for COVID-19 or for diversity, whatever they've come up with. So add that, and I think you're getting close to 100% almost. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So 92% of these people are criminals. There's no exceptions clause for them in the order, so they wouldn't be deported either. And so what Miller said is that the ICE officer's work basically would grind to a halt, that's how he put it, upon this plan's implementation. Okay, now I pointed out that, as we know, for a while there, abolishing ICE was a big, big cause of the left, right? And Joe Biden claimed to oppose that. He said on the campaign trail, Chuck, in 2019, he said, quote, the fact of the matter is you should be able to, if you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. That's what he said. But his order would basically make this impossible. And essentially, it would be the abolition of ICE on a temporary basis. As Miller put it, he said every, quote, sheriff's office, every police department, every correctional facility in the country that for years has been handing over illegal aliens to ICE to pick them up and take them home, which is the bread and butter of ICE's work, all of those people will not get picked up anymore. Now, why is this? This is because they cannot arrest someone, ICE cannot, that they can't deport, because ICE does not have jails, Chuck. It only has detention facilities, as Miller put it, exclusively for staging people for removal. So if you can't remove them, you can't pick them up. So this means that as soon as Biden's order is implemented, approximately, this is Miller's estimate, 12,000 to 15,000 criminals per month would be released back onto American streets. That's what would happen. But it gets worse still, Chuck. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'm seeing them get out, right? And they're going to say, before we release you, you must get a little tiny tattoo that says, vote Democrat. You got to remember, you know, who your buddies are. And I'm telling you, seriously, you know, some people say, oh, that's not why they're letting all these people come in. They're just letting them because we need the cheaper labor, you know, to work in. And I said, no, they're doing it for voting and redistricting. You know, you get the more people in your state, the more you get to count there on your electoral votes and all kinds of good stuff. But the electoral vote will probably get gone within 2 years. One other thing, because you mentioned, you know, when he's on the campaign trail and he uses, the right words, and now that he's president, it's like things are changing. Because I really think, you know, Susan Rice getting her direction from Obama, and Obama tells her, and then she tells him, and that's what comes out of his mouth. What do you think of that?
Right. No, I think you're right. In fact, it's obvious that at least a lot of the time he's wearing an earpiece and is being fed information. I mean, you might remember a while back he passed some Marines and he forgot to salute. And someone must have said to him, salute the Marines. But instead of doing that, he said out loud, salute the Marines, because he's quite confused given his cognitive decline. Yeah. And I mean, I'm not even laughing at the man because it's sad, but he shouldn't be in that position.
But what's sadder, Selwyn, is what's waiting whenever he has to leave. That's the sad part, because there are so many people that don't know the history of that lady. And I'm using that word lady, okay?
Right. I know. Willie Brown's ex-mistress, as I call her, and I guess talking like that could get me canceled, but that's what she is. But anyway, You know, that's the other thing about Joe Biden. We say Joe Biden did this, Joe Biden did that, like with the executive order. But as I point out in my piece, there's a very good chance that he doesn't even know what's in these executive orders in its entirety. He's just told to sign certain things. Maybe they say to him, oh, it has to do with this immigration or fairness or diversity, and then he signs it. So really, it's his handlers whose handiwork this is. But getting back to Joe Biden's executive order, it gets even worse, Chuck, because the order also forbids ICE from removing visa overstays. These would be, let's say, foreign workers and students whose visas expired and they're supposed to have left, but they haven't. Now, these people comprise 42% of all legal aliens. So worksite enforcement would be gone, as Miller put it. He said, quote, it doesn't exist anymore. He said, quote, as of January 20th, Joe Biden has declared there is no more workplace immigration law. You, as a U.S. citizen, do not have the protection of your laws. Your civil rights do not matter. So, okay, really bad, you figure that's probably it, right? No, there's more still. Okay, get this. Let's say you're supposed to appear in immigration court. You're an illegal alien, and you don't show up. You can't be deported. Not only that, even if you do show up for your court date, Chuck, and you're ordered to be deported, well, guess what? If you decide not to go home, no one can remove you. So basically, as Miller put it, the whole system is dismantled. Well, and this is, like I said, the temporary abolition of ICE. That's what this is.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, and there's just a little bit more that I'm going to let Selwyn finish up on this, the rest of the story, so to speak, on this one from Selwyn Duke. With Biden radical immigration order, we may have less than, who knows, counting down to disaster. We're going to continue in just a moment. Selwyn Duke, and that website, is selwynduke.com, SELWYN Duke.com. Be back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany play a strange pair from the Marvel Comics universe who seek a new life in a picture-perfect 1950s American suburb in WandaVision, a new miniseries now streaming on Disney+.
We are an unusual couple, you know.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
And there's no question about the strangeness of the first three episodes of this series either, which shift from black and white to color as they begin moving into the 1970s, I guess, in a feeble attempt to keep viewers hooked for later big reveals about the characters' underlying mysteries. Some of the satire of 1950s sitcoms, complete with ridiculous laugh track and antediluvian patriarchal attitudes, is intermittently amusing. But generally, the beginning of this nine-part series doesn't leave you with much reason to hang on. It's rated TVPG, 2 stars for the odd and disappointing WandaVision.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Selwyn says that this is our country reeling from lockdowns and other COVID-19 regulations, constituent economic damage, many months of hundreds of violent left-wing riots, right, releasing American criminals onto the streets and growing national discontent. So why would Biden's handlers destabilize the country further with a destructive immigration scheme? And Selwyn, I think you hit it right on the head here. Why would they do that?
Yeah, well, I think you can point to two possible reasons. In fact, I think they're both pretty much definite. One is the process of destabilization. That's what it sounds like, where you try to destabilize a country so you can foment revolution. Now, here in this case, what happens is when they destabilize the country, what happens is people become upset, and then maybe people act out more, like we saw January 6th with the Capitol Hill riot. Then the left can use that as a pretext for the further removal of civil liberties and for the further arrogation of power. Okay, but then we also have what I call immigrationist goals. I use the term immigrationist. Now, what is immigrationism? Immigrationism, as I define it, is the belief that immigration is always good, is always necessary, must never be questioned, and must be the one constant in an ever-changing universe of policy. And the reason why I emphasize this phenomenon is that the Western world is beset with immigrationism, and this is something we have to tackle. We have to understand that it actually is a bad thing. But as I point out in my piece, well, what's going on here? Why do these leftists love immigration so much? It's not that they love immigrants. They really couldn't care if they lived or died. They just love the power that immigrants can bring them. And remember that ever since 1968, when the 1965 Immigration Reform and Nationality Act took effect, 85 to 90% of our immigrants have come from the third world. And why is that significant? Well, it's significant because upon being naturalized, 70 to 90% of that group votes Democrat. And that is the real agenda here. I mean, look, as I said in my article, if you were an amoral power monger and you were bent on total control and you realized, Chuck, you could just import your voters, wouldn't you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the faster that the Democrats can change the demographics of the United States, the sooner they can make their 1984 dream and our nightmare our reality. As the old saying goes, if you can't get the people to change the government, just change the people. And that's what they're doing.
Wow. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I just, and then, you know, these sanctuary cities, Selwyn, it should have never, ever, ever happened. Somebody let that get out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, exactly. And what is that? I've said this before, but that's nullification by the left. And that's what we have to start practicing. We've got to take that leaf out of their book. When we see these unjust and unconstitutional federal mandates come down the pike, we just have to say, just like the left does with their so-called sanctuary cities, sorry, we will not obey. An unjust law is no law at all. Go pound sand. That's what we have to do.
Absolutely. You know, and I may have mentioned this to you before on a prior show, but Levelland, Colorado, all right, designated themselves as a sanctuary city, but it's like a constitutional city. The only laws we're going to obey are the Constitution, the laws pertaining to the Constitution of the United States, and we're a sanctuary constitution city. And now other people are picking up on it. But, I mean, if you can get away with it saying, well, you know, we're going to be nothing but a Spanish community, right, or Hispanic community, whatever, why can't you just say, well, we're just going to be a constitution, whatever? But, boy, you're asking for somebody to come down on you on that, because that is too much. What is that word that people don't use too much right now? Freedom? Yeah, maybe that's part of it. Did you hear about Livland, Colorado, as we go and get ready to go on this break here? Had you heard
no,
about
No, I must yet? Confess. I must yeah. confess that I didn't. But, you know, that's the kind of spirit we need. That's why I said we need to start a nullification movement, a movement. And we have to have some guts. We have to think outside the box. Remember, our founding fathers risked being hanged by the neck to establish this republic. So what do we have to do? We don't have to risk that much. We just have to risk our careers in certain cases, our reputations. But if we're going to preserve this republic, we have to.
Yeah, and maybe one person that kind of risked his reputation and his career, still standing up. His name is Rand Paul, and we're going to talk about him when we return with Selwyn Duke. Remember that website, Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-I-N, Duke.com. Great, great articles. Be right back.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford. and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, doop, 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 doop. Boy, it just doesn't sound the same when you get an old man trying to do it there, Selwyn. Yes, I know. Okay. Hey, let's get into this one here. Violence for me, charges for thee. I love your writing there and your little, me and thee, you know what I'm saying? You and I have gone through that before, yeah. Hey, by the way, I also have to confess, I just saw, I went over to your website real quick there, and you've got another new one, Kumo, New York nursing home thing. So we might try to get into that, but we still got to do the Muslim story, okay? So go ahead, sir. Rand Paul, thank goodness, yes.
Rand Paul, yes. Well, as many of us have heard, he gave this rousing speech on the Senate floor the other day, and he was really taking the Democrats to task for impeaching Donald Trump for allegedly inciting a riot when the Democrats have been doing nothing for years now but inciting violence. And anyway, so Paul also had filed, Chuck, a point of order, as they call it, objecting to the trial on the basis that it's unconstitutional. Now, he lost on that 55-45, but it is patently, I think, unconstitutional. Understand, first of all, that impeachment is meant for public officials. Why? Because impeachment is how you remove an official from office. Once the president is out of office, then impeachment becomes irrelevant. If the person's a private citizen, as Donald Trump is now, the vehicle through which you hold him accountable, if he's committed wrongdoing, if he's committed illegality, is by using the normal judicial system. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that what they're doing now is akin to a bill of attainder. Now, what is that? Well, it's prohibited by the Constitution. That's a legislative action where a legislature will say, just for example, you, Chuck Wilder, in our estimation, have done something wrong, so now we're going to punish you or even put you to death, but this is a legislative body saying it. So then you're subject to that without a trial. You don't get to go before a judge. You don't get to go before a jury of your peers. That's what a bill of attainder does. So this is akin to that because now you have the legislature, our Congress, targeting Trump, who is now a private citizen. And then you have to ask, and I'm not the first one to point this out, well, if they can do that to him as a private citizen, who else could they do it to? They could do it to Rush Limbaugh, maybe. They could do it to you. They could do it to me. Who knows? Okay? Now, you also have another factor that's very, very interesting. Chief Justice John Roberts will not be seated for the trial, but the Constitution states that if there's an impeachment trial of the president, the Chief Justice must be seated. In fact, I spoke to Alan Keyes a few years back about this, and we touched on this particular aspect of the issue, and he said to me that the Supreme Court actually could stop an impeachment trial just by having the Chief Justice refuse to be seated.
Wow.
So in other words, if he's right, and I believe him, because not only does he have a PhD in government, but he happens to be brilliant. That's the most important factor.
Hey, let me jump in here one second. Roberts, Roberts has gone against a lot of things that I, you know, it was just almost like, oh, sure, he's Republican. He's going to do it. And, you know, he's the guy that got Obamacare passed, basically. And it surprised me that all of a sudden he's standing up for Trump. I'm serious. I mean, I thought, you know, yeah, just be a done deal. I'd do whatever you guys want me to do, Democrats. But go ahead. I know he's a bright guy.
No, I'm glad.
Definitely.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's a legitimate question, and I think the answer is simple. I think he realizes that this process is so patently unconstitutional that he just can't be part of it. That's my guess. I mean, first of all, the charges against Trump are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they have no basis whatsoever.
You might as well try to impeach the man. Yeah, take the speech from first word to last word, and he never once said, go and kill somebody and storm the White House and, you know, or the Capitol building, you know, forget it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, guilty. You might as well try to impeach the man for eating a ham sandwich.
There you go.
Which you could do, conceivably, if you have the votes. So not only that, but also he realizes that it's unconstitutional because Trump is now out of office. So the whole thing is ridiculous. But again, if the Chief Justice will not be seated, then the impeachment trial cannot go forward. That's what the Constitution mandates, I believe, and I don't think I'm wrong about that. But anyway, so Paul made those points in part, and he also, as I said before, took the Democrats to task. He said, quote, what's going on is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. And, of course, as I'd point out, in this we should realize the impeachment shares its character with the Democrats' recent calls, Chuck, to blacklist and destroy Trump associates and even his supporters, right?
Yes.
Which is what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been trying to divide the country all along. And I have to say something else about this. What is really driving this? They say that Nancy Pelosi is largely behind this. And this woman truly is a child of a larger growth. She may be 80 years old, but she's so immature that she cannot look past her own disordered emotions, her own hatred. She absolutely despises Trump, and that's it. So she's going forward with something that is a bull in a china shop move. I mean, not only is it bad for the country, but it's not good for her own party. This is not reflecting well upon the Democrats. It's not popular. So this is how boneheaded this woman is. She can't look past her own emotions, which means she doesn't belong in power because passion governs and she never governs wisely.
Right.
But anyway.
And I encourage every single listener, all right, to go to selwynduke.com and check this out about violence for me, charges for thee, because he goes through the list. You talk about inciting violence. I mean, there's a whole list. Remember the thing I read about We Remember? But look at Maxine Waters, what she did, right? I mean, and it goes on and on and on. Kamala Harris offering to pay the bill for arrested rioters to Seattle, you mentioned. I mean, it's a long list of everything they've incited. It's ridiculous, you know, and it's always blame others for what you do. You know, Selwyn, I'm kind of closing out on this one because I want to get to the main thing here about the Pakistan threatens U.S.-based Muslims with blasphemy prosecution. Twitter promotes Sharia law. I'm sorry. Boy, I'll be all right. I want to try to get that one in, and then if we have time to get into this other one here about Kumho, okay? So I know I'm kind of rushing you today, but can you touch on this, the Sharia law, Twitter? My goodness. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, this is a shocking story, and really it's a sleeper story because it hasn't gotten much attention, and with everything that's going on, I guess you can understand that, but it's absolutely unbelievable. What happened is that the Pakistani government actually told two Muslims who are American citizens, according to Breitbart, that they could face 10-year prison sentences unless they take down their, quote, blasphemous, unquote, United States-based website. Okay? Now, I'll get into what the tech companies are doing in a second, but this is really unbelievable. The targeted website, Chuck, is called trueislam.com. It, quote, according to Breitbart, is the online home of the American Ahmadiyya Muslim community, run by an American group hosted in the United States and represented by American citizens, unquote. Now, these Ahmadi Muslims, they're persecuted in Pakistan, according to their website, and again, this is how they're billing themselves. They emphasize in their worship commitment to peace, their law-abiding nature, a desire to create a harmonious society, so on and so forth. Those may just be selling points, but the bottom line is that it's another Muslim sect, and it's a Muslim sect that is out of favor with the government of Pakistan. And here, this is how bad it is. Again, I'm going to quote Breitbart here.
Mm-hmm.
This follows vows from Pakistani Prime Minister, I'm quoting, Imran Khan, that he would endeavor to criminalize speech that offends Muslims globally, including using Pakistan's platform on the UN Human Rights Council to enact global laws to silence enemy of Khan's interpretation of Sunni Islam anywhere on the planet. And not only that, quote, the UN General Assembly actually approved a resolution introduced by Pakistan in December against alleged Islamophobia, calling for the silencing of speech offensive to Muslims. And we can see here, Chuck, the problem with these one-world bodies, these internationalist bodies. I mean, they're not governed by truth. What they're going to impose upon you is whatever the powers that be dictate should be imposed upon you. So it's like the difference between having your own house where you can apply your own rules and living in some kind of collective where others' rules are going to be imposed upon you. But it's really unbelievable what Pakistan is trying to do here. Basically, the Pakistan Telecommunication Authorities, and that's the nation's government media watchdog, they sent a message, Chuck, to these Ahmadiyya Muslims, and they said, they accused them of violating Pakistan's blasphemy laws, right? Mm-hmm. And these laws prohibit Ahmadis from identifying as Muslims because Pakistan considers these Ahmadis to be imposters. And Pakistan also threatened them with a $3 million fine and, like I said, a prison sentence of up to 10 years if they did not take down their website. And once again, according to the information we have, these are American citizens. So when we have foreign entities now threatening American citizens living in America with the application of these foreign entities' laws, you know something is very, very wrong. Right now is when we need Trump in office putting America first and saying, hey, no, we're a sovereign nation, because we're not being treated like a sovereign nation right now when this is happening. But let's get to the big tech aspect of this, because this is really outrageous. Now, we know about big tech, Google, Twitter, and Facebook censoring conservatives such as us. But this is what they're also involved in. Okay, now I'm quoting here Christine Douglas Williams. She wrote at Jihad Watch that this notice was sent in 2018, the following notice, to Front Page Magazine managing editor Jamie Glazov. Get this. We are writing to inform you that Twitter has received official correspondence regarding your Twitter account. The correspondence claims that the following content is in violation of Pakistan law, and then they cite the section of the Pakistani Penal Code. Quote, Twitter has not taken any action on the reported content at this time. We are only writing to inform you that content posted to your account has been mentioned in a complaint. So what you're seeing here is big tech, in essence, imposing Sharia law. That's what's going on. They did this more recently to Robert Spencer, who is the proprietor of JihadWatch.com. Now, he replied, and he was right, quote, in sending out these notices, Twitter is behaving as if Islamic blasphemy law applied to people outside of Sharia domains. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation has been working for years at the UN to compel Western countries to criminalize criticism of Islam under the guise of prohibiting incitement to religious hatred. Wow. So that's what's going on. It's absolutely unbelievable. But, you know, what this also points out, Chuck, is the hypocrisy of big tech, because you have all these companies parading around, you know, puffing up their chests, value signaling, oh, look at me, you know, we're so woke and we're so compassionate and we're so tolerant and we just care about helping the world. But at the end of the day, they just care about their bottom line, and they're absolutely hypocritical, because remember, they permanently kicked Trump off of Twitter, right? And also now MyPillow CEO, and there are other social media entities that are censoring these two men and many, many others, like I said. Yet, get this, dictators like Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who sent tweets calling for Israel's destruction, well, they still have accounts on Twitter. And Chuck, so does Iran's president and its foreign minister, okay? Also understand that this is a regime that pledges death to America. They call us the Great Satan, okay? Yet Chinese Communist Party, I'm quoting now Representative Lee Zeldin, quote, Chinese Communist Party officials who say coronavirus was sent to China by the U.S. military aren't suspended either. Okay, so you have all of these bad actors saying all sorts of vile things on social media, and Goog Twitface has no problem with that. But then you want to criticize Islam, or you want to espouse conservative sentiments, and all of a sudden then you have to be suspended or banned. So it's absolutely unbelievable.
And it's almost like you have to sign a disclosure. Yes, I believe in socialism, you know. All right, you can keep your account until we decide you can't, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We've seen this before with this hypocritical big business pretending to be so enlightened, but really just acting based on its bottom line and also based on some left-wing agenda. I mean, for instance, you had Cirque du Soleil that refused to do any shows in North Carolina because of North Carolina's bathroom bill that said that boys masquerading as girls couldn't use girls' bathrooms. But then Cirque du Soleil would still do shows in Arab countries that actually outlawed homosexuality. So you have to ask, do they really care about the issue? No, they care about value signaling here in the United States and increasing their bottom line as much as possible.
Man. You know, and I wonder about, you know, these social medias, you know, is it, it's got to be the power more than getting any money out of it, right?
Right. Oh, it's power too, absolutely. I mean, it's everything. Again, human beings are complex. When a lot of people try to define or understand these things, they'll look for one particular motivation. But often when people do things, they have multiple motivations, some noble, some ignoble. Sometimes almost all of them are bad. But yes, it could be money, it could be power, and the desire to push left-wing ideology, not necessarily in that order.
My goodness. Selwyn, I'm going to tell you, so many excellent articles. I mean, boy, they just flow from SelwynDuke.com, and I encourage you listeners to go there and try to keep up with him because, you know, hey, I book him, you know, and I've got a 5 or 6 or 7 or 9, and I say, boy, I got to get these in. The next thing you know, oh, here's one. It came out January 29th, and we're going to get into that one. That's pretty quick. You know, that wasn't that long ago, really. I mean, look at your calendar. Investigation. Kumho's New York Nursing Home, COVID death toll 50% higher than reported. And I'm going to put a challenge on Selwyn because we're going to have about 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes here to get through this one. And I think you can do it if that darn host doesn't keep interrupting you. Remember the website, SelwynDuke.com. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Yes, we've got him. Yep, the one and only Duke Selwyn Duke. Hey, let me tell you something about Kumho. Don't ever, ever, ever think you're going to see the headlines. Kumho confesses, admits that he's at fault. Never, ever. Selwyn, boy, oh boy. I'm going to read this thing, you know, very closely once I get off the air, but take it away, will you?
Sure, sure. Well, I have to say we have a lot of sociopaths and narcissists in politics, but Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of my state, really takes the cake. I mean, he is as narcissistic as they come. He will never admit error. Not only that, he doubles down when he makes a big mistake, and he blames everyone else, but people love him because he gets up there and he's a great storyteller. The problem is his stories are fiction. But anyway, back in April, he said very, very self-righteously, "You're now responsible for my life. You have a responsibility to me." He was referring to COVID-19 responsibility. Quote, "Get your head around the we concept," he said. "It's not all about you." Okay? So in other words, this guy was saying, you want to go to work and feed your families instead of being locked down. You don't want to wear a mask. You're being irresponsible because you're endangering my life. But then what did he do? Well, he turned around in April, I think it was April 25th, and he issued an order stating that COVID-positive patients could be put into nursing homes, and the homes had to accept them. And thousands and thousands of elderly people in long-term care facilities and nursing homes died, all right? But now we find out that actually the picture is even darker than it had been painted, because they underestimated the number of people who died in nursing homes by likely more than 50%. And this is according to a report by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who, like Cuomo, is also a far-left Democrat. Okay, so it's absolutely unbelievable. Here are some details. The new report's, quote, bombshell findings, all right, I'm quoting another source here, could push the current Department of Health tally of 8,711 elder care facility deaths to more than 13,000. This is based on a survey of 62 nursing homes, Chuck. And this report notes that at least 4,000 residents died after Cuomo issued his controversial March 25th order. And by the way, this order was not based on CDC guidelines. I know Cuomo claimed that. He's been on an excuse tour. He blamed the nursing homes themselves. Then he blamed Donald Trump. But no, the Centers for Disease Control never ordered that that be done. This blood is on Cuomo's hands, absolutely, positively.
Yeah, you know, and he blamed Trump. We need more ventilators, ventilators. He got them, and they're stacked up and never used. We need more beds. He sent the ship, the hospital ship, didn't use it. You know, the guy. But, hey, give him an award, yes, from, and where does it come from? You know, if he was in Hollywood, he'd already have, you know, his own, it wouldn't even be a talk show. I guess he would make 5 or 6 movies a month, you know. That's how they worship him, I guess. It is, you know, do you think the average American is just fed up with people like that and don't even want to hear about it or talk about it? Or is it people like you and I that are getting it across good enough to enough? You know what I'm saying? Especially you.
I know.
Boy.
It's a sad state of affairs, Chuck.
Well, listen, Mr. Duke, go back into your castle, and we'll get you back as soon as possible, okay?
Sounds good, Chuck. Thanks a lot, and God bless.
God bless you. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and the website, selwynduke.com. Jeremy, you did it again. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And God bless America. And one other reminder that absolutely no animals or Democrats were injured during the production of this here program.